Now this is a dictation for Irene, I-R-E-N-E, Sheldon, S-H-E-L-D-O-N, December 27-29, addresses a letter to Matthew, M-A-T-T-H-E-W, Stack, S-T-A-C-K, 629-8145. Dear Matthew, a follow-up for Mrs. Sheldon. With a chronic kidney disease. Last visit was in March. No hospital visits. Frequent diarrhea, alternating with normal to constipated stools without any bleeding. Says to be eating without vomiting dysphagia. Denies decrease in urination, cloudiness, or blood. Does have chronic discolor of the toes and legs, but deny severe claudication or open ulcers or gangrene. Deny chest pain palpitation, dysneorthopnea, PND. Recently there was an isolated episode. She was sleeping. He wake her up with a feeling that she couldn't talk, she couldn't breathe. There were loud noises like a stridor. It took a number of seconds before she recovered. She was lying flat, cannot tell me for sure if she noticed any taste of acid on her mouth or throat. Other review system is negative. Next paragraph, medication list review, notice the anticoagulation Xarelto, cholesterol treatment, blood pressure include metoprolol, lisinopril, nitrate, aldactone, Lasix. Next paragraph, today weight 146, blood pressure 152.83. She is of some degree of muscle wasting, mild decrease here in normal speech, no respiratory distress, lungs are completely clear, appears to have irregular breathing, rate less than 90, no pericardial rap, no gross ascites tender and masses, bilateral knee replacement. She has acrocyanosis of the hand as well as diagnosis on the lower extremities with decreased pulses, but no ulcers or gangrene. Next paragraph, creatinine was running at 1.7, presently down to 1.4 for a GFR of 35 with a normal electrolyte, acid-base nutrition, calcium, and phosphorus, and there is anemia 11.5 with a normal white blood cell platelet. She has a small kidney on the right, 6.9, comparing to the left, which is normal, 10.4. There is no evidence, however, of renal artery stenosis. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. PKD, stage 3B to 4, presently stable or stabilizing, and no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, no immediate indication for dialysis. Next number, atrophy of the right kidney without documented renal artery stenosis. Next number, extensive atherosclerosis, acrocyanosis, peripheral vascular disease in a person who has atrial fibrillation, anticoagulated, and a history of coronary artery stent. Clinically stable congestive heart failure, prior stroke without recurrence. Monitor chemistry on a regular basis. Same medications, no anti-inflammatory agents, come back in 4 months, discuss with the patient and the doctor. Please assess what looks like a reflux of stomach content with penetration into the vocal cords causing the stridor. End of dictation.